So many people are being just robbed and neglected from hearing about the truth. But you got to tune in today and you got to hear this wonderful story. So she went from being in a really staunch Baptist household, Christian household, to now being Muslim. When we say Muslim, remember, it's very important, these key points, that Jesus was a Muslim, because a Muslim is one who surrenders and submits to the Creator alone, worshiping God Almighty, the same God that Jesus worshiped. ABC, 1, 2, 3, really straightforward, because Jesus really was not a Christian, nor was Abraham or Moses. They were all ones who submitted themselves to God alone, to the Creator. They worshiped the Creator, not the creation. I'm talking very slow and explaining it because it's very simple and easy to understand. And you will find this message over and over in the Bible. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, not three in one. Jesus, when he was approached and he said, oh, good master, what good thing can I do that I may have eternal life? He said, why are you calling me good? There's only one good, and that's God. That's the Creator. And if you want to enter into eternal life, meaning paradise, keep the commandments. And this is what Muslims are doing. And one of those commandments you saw, but the main thing is, before we get into the do's and don'ts, which I had mentioned, these are things that the Creator prescribed because they're good for us. Laws are there in the society, protect society. And that's why God Almighty, he had revealed certain commandments to protect us and to benefit us. Things that can benefit us, he told us to do. And there's great wisdom in the things that the Creator has prescribed for us. And one of those things that have been prescribed is the modest dress. And you'll see this over and over mentioned also in the Bible, what we have left there of truth in it. You'll see the call to do what Bianca is doing, worshiping the Creator, not the creation. And nowhere did Jesus ever say to worship himself like she was asking. Nowhere. There's ambiguous statements, but clear, unequivocal. No. But you see the pure message of monotheism that Jesus called to. And then you see where Jesus' mother Mary, what did she do? She wore hijab. Jesus, before he was born, did Jesus' mother worship him who was not even brought into this world yet? And then when he was a little baby, was she worshiping him as a god? No, she was worshiping the same God that our sister now is worshiping. Allah, Allaha in Aramaic. The sister language to Arabic. I want people to see the commonalities and to see the authentic, pure message that Muslims are upon. And you'll see in 1 Corinthians, it says that a woman who prays, prophesies without her head covered, she might as well shave her head off. She dishonors her head. It's in the Bible. It's there. So bits and pieces of it are there, but it's been altered. It's been changed. That's why the Creator sent the Quran. Tamper-free, tamper-proof, and it is the verbatim word of God. And the final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and more people who are sincere truth seekers are seeing this. The message is resonating because it's straightforward, it's simple, it's based on logical proofs and evidences, and you can go ahead and learn more. Call us 1-800-662-ISLAM. But do what she suggested you do, real simple. Do what Jesus did. He didn't put no monkey in the middle. He didn't put anyone between him and God. He dialed up direct. Do that. Call on the Creator alone and ask for the guidance, ask for the direction, ask for the purpose of life from the one who made you, your maker. Straightforward, simple, nothing esoteric, strange here, worshiping only one God, the Creator, not the creation. I keep mentioning it over and over because that's what Islam is all about. And if you can dig that, everything else will fall in place. If you can't even understand that, how are we going to help you understand anything else?